Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Tyler and Lauren with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, the Beacon Community Menshet and Tool Time Ladies of Ipswich are opening their doors this weekend to raise funds for their projects. The community groups have accumulated and created items, tools and furniture over the past few years and are offering them to good homes. The Menshet and Tool Time Ladies have worked cohesively to share their skills in the community, creating opportunity for creative growth and expression in the Ipswich area.
Community transport service Transit Care is turning away new clients as pressures over vehicle and transportation costs and a rising customer base force the non-for-profit to limit the amount of trips it makes per year. The organisation's CEO, Terry O'Toole, explains that the decision was made in order to abide by federal mandates and to deliver the best possible outcomes for its existing clients. The Loganleigh-based service focuses on the transportation of seniors and those with disabilities, with advocates suggesting the limiting of such services represents a broader rise in challenges facing each community.
In national news, following Adam Bandt's loss of his 15-year hold in the Melbourne electorate, the Greens Party are expected to vote for a new leader late next week. Bandt conceded his defeat to Labour's Sarah Whitty on Thursday, claiming, "One of the things about being a smaller party is that everyone is incredibly capable." Senator Sarah Hanson-Young is expected to be considered a potential successor to Bandt, with Shadow Treasurer Angus Taylor considered a likely contender as well.
Many dead penguins have been found dead, washed up on beaches across the Eyre Peninsula in South Australia. With other dead marine life being found as a result of a toxic algal bloom, the Department of Environment and Water said it was unclear whether the increase in penguin deaths were also connected. This unnaturally large microalgae bloom has been encouraged by an ongoing marine heatwave, with South Australian water temperatures currently recorded 2.5 degrees warmer than usual.
In international news, Israeli strikes across Gaza on Tuesday and Wednesday this week have killed at least 92 people, including journalists and children. These strikes follow days after Israel planned to intensify operations in the Palestinian enclave, claiming to seize Gaza, withhold captured terrorists, and further displace Palestinians to southern Gaza.
For your weather, Brisbane is mostly cloudy this morning with a medium chance of showers across the day. It's currently 18 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.